What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Real Talk Podcast. I'm your co-host, Lauren.
I'm Alex.
Hope everybody is having a great day. So, let's get into it. So, what this podcast is really going to be about is basically two best friends watching movies and talking about the movies and just, you know, having a great time.
We break the movies down. We discuss actors, actresses, things about them in real life, as well as in the movies. As well as snacks.
Oh yeah, definitely. Don't forget the snacks.
Snacks and drinks, different stuff. And we rate them. The movies we rate how, Lauren?
Okay, so it's basically kind of like Rotten Tomatoes. I think that's what it's called.
We're going to compare our reviews to Rotten Tomatoes on a number scale. As well as the snacks. We're gonna rate the snacks on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yes, and we'll be rating the movies with stars. So, yes. Like, 1 star, 2 stars, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, our first movie is going to be Top Gun. So, we're going to have a two-movie episode today. We're going to do the first and second Top Gun.
Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
You want me to get into it and read
Let's go.
Okay, so our lead characters in Top Gun is Tom Cruise, who plays Pete Mitchell, Val Kilmer, who plays Tom Kazanski, Anthony Edward plays Goose, Kelly McGillis plays Charlie, and Tom Skerritt plays Viper. There are several other supporting roles and everything that they all did a fantastic job. But Top Gun came out in 1986, and it's an action movie. It's 1 hour and 50 minutes. It's directed by Tony Scott, produced by Dom Simpson and Jerry Bruckheimer, as well as distributed by Paramount Pictures. The screenplay was written by Jim Cash and Jack Epps Jr. And actually, Lauren, I don't know if you knew this, but they got their inspiration for this movie from an article titled Top Guns, and it was written by Ehud Yonye, who is a man from Israel, and it was published in California Magazine. You've got Tom, who's playing Maverick. He's a young naval aviator, and he's on aircraft carrier USS Enterprise. Maverick and Goose, who's played by Anthony Edwards, are given the chance to train at the United States Naval Fighting Weapons School at Naval Air Station Miramar in San Diego, California. The first release date was May 12, 1986. In New York, and then released to the rest of the U.S. on May 16th, 1986.
That is so awesome. Y'all, by the way, May 12th is my birthday. I just thought that'd be That's cool funny. To say.
The budget for the film was $15 million, but it actually made $357.3 million in box office.
That is crazy.
Right? That's so much money.
Oh, my goodness.
It first got mixed reviews from film critics, but with the best visual effects at the time and a phenomenal soundtrack, it was universally acclaimed. Top Gun was the highest grossing domestic film in 1986 worldwide.
That's awesome.
That's impressive. The soundtrack has since become one of the most popular to date with its 9-time platinum certification. The film received both an Academy Award and a Golden Globe for Take My Breath Away by Berlin. And what are some things that you have about the movie that you'd like to talk about?
Okay, so let's see. I will say my favorite character is Goose.
I like Goose a lot.
He is just very, very goofy. And he's just, honestly, I would love to hang out with him. I think he'd be super fun to hang out with and just, you know.
Yeah. And Meg Ryan plays his wife in this movie. And I don't care what it is, I'll always be a Meg Ryan fan, I think.
See, honestly, hanging out with them too, I think it'd be so much fun. Because I bet you would be nonstop laughing.
So I'm going to get right into this, Lauren. I'm going to talk about how Tom Cruise is the shortest cast member on the entire set.
Okay, so y'all, I used to be slightly obsessed with Tom Cruise. Just slightly.
Yes, slightly. Well, okay, since we're being nice. he's the shortest cast member on Top Gun.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, in the volleyball scene where they're on the beach playing volleyball, everybody's like wearing shorts or they've got like sweatpants rolled up. Well, they've got Tom Cruise in a pair of Levi's. But the reason they did that was to hide how short his legs are. So having the blue jeans on in contrast to the sand and contrast to what everybody else was wearing, it was meant to elongate his legs.
Oh, my goodness.
And did you know that Goose and his wife, who, you know, is Meg Ryan, did you know that they actually dated in real life in 86 and 87?
Okay, but they're the cutest couple ever.
They had like, such good chemistry in this
they
movie.
They did. You oh, my goodness.
You would think that they were actually, like, this southern married couple. They were just honestly, so sweet and so in love. Yeah. But it, so, like, that's kind of cool because then you see, like, the way that they acted on camera. That was real.
That is so cute. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I do have three facts about this movie.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Charlie's character, the instructor, was actually inspired by Christine Fox, working as an analyst with the Center for Naval Analysis. I thought that was kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
I mean, girl power.
Speaking of Charlie, in all the romance scenes with Tom Cruise and Charlie, she was actually much taller than him. He's actually only like 5'6 or 5'7. She's like 5'10. So if you notice in the whole movie, all the romance scenes, they have them positioned in a way where he seems taller than her. But in real life, he's not. Like when they're sitting on the motorcycle making out, they have her positioned lower than him. So it looks like he's looking down to kiss her. And then there's that spicy scene where you just see their silhouettes in the window. I want to know what they have him standing on to make him look taller there. Because I know he was standing on something. and it wasn't business.
Oh, my goodness. So Maverick giving bird in the first scene was actually not scripted.
That is hilarious.
I think that is so funny. So there are actual, like, in the movie, their reactions are actually, like, for real. And I think that is absolutely hilarious. And also, so the third fact, four Navy pilots were actually selected to fly jets in the movie.
That's awesome.
I think that is absolutely awesome. Okay, now we've talked about our facts. How about we get into some of the scenes?
All right.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, honestly, I think my favorite part was definitely when Maverick finds out who his flight instructor is. And I think it's so funny because the night before, I'm pretty sure it was the night before in the movie, he was just singing to her and trying to, like, you know, holla at her. So I was just like, oh, well, okay then. What about you? What's your favorite part?
One of my favorite scenes in the movie was I really liked when they had the planes inverted and they snapped a Polaroid.
Yes.
That was hilarious. And because nobody believed them, they were like, actually, I've got a picture of it. Goose is like, I have a picture if you want to see it.
Oh my goodness. See, Goose is just so funny. He's just like, you know. Okay. What about least favorite part of the movie?
Okay, so the part where it's after Goose dies and there's just like this scene where they cut to Maverick and he's like crying. I really feel like Tom Cruise like took all of the emotion out of that scene. Like he had an opportunity to really
bring
that home and have it be a tear jerking moment, but it was really cringy to me.
Yeah,
it was really cringy to me. I didn't like it. He could have done better at that part. And something else I noticed, why are all the men in the 80s so moist? All these close-ups.
They're all so sweaty, and it's just...
They have just beads of moisture all over them. They're so moist, and they all have a unibrow. Every last one of them have a unibrow, and I don't understand that. Although, you know, that was attractive then, because even my mom, she's watching this with us, and she's like, ooh, he's so fine, and I'm like, where? He's got one eyebrow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just, you know...
I definitely agree. Things have definitely changed. Like, I mean, just in now, like, what we think is attractive is different from what...
It's totally different.
You know?
Yeah, and then when we get to, when we get into the Top Gun Maverick, we actually make that comparison, because the men are much different in that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, what about your...
They say GD so many times in the old one, in the first one, so many times.
I don't like it.
I don't like GD. I do not like that. They said it a whole bunch. But in the 80s, that was like a big time, you know, sentence enhancer, I guess. Everybody's favorite word seemed to be GD, but I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
All in all, Top Gun is a classic. It's a great movie. It's definitely well made. Even though, you know, there are a couple of things like GD and... the moisture.
But
it's still a great movie.
Oh, it's such a great
movie. I really like how Maverick and Iceman end up friends.
I do too. The character development and everything with them too.
Absolutely. Like the way that relationship developed throughout the movie, because at first you really think that Iceman's going to be just not a good person, that he's going to be this conceited jerk, and actually, like, I start to look at him as more of a Mr. Miyagi kind of way, because, like, he was really, really, really good pilot, and he was great at what he was doing and everything, and he tried to give Maverick advice, like, hey, you know, you're not safe. You're not keeping these people safe. You're going to put people in danger. Like, you need to do this way, and, you know, it wasn't just to be conceited. It was like, he was genuinely, I feel like, trying to help him.
Oh, yeah.
Be a better pilot. And even though Maverick didn't take it that way at first.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, my goodness. Okay, what about your favorite quote?
My favorite quote.
My favorite quote was, "Let's turn and burn, Mav," said by Goose. That was my favorite. I just love Goose.
I really like Goose too. I think probably my favorite quote was when they're in, they're talking to Charlie, they're talking to the instructor, and they're asking him a question. They're like, "How do you know?" And Goose is like, and he does the hand thing. He's like, "We were inverted." We were inverted. I like that part.
So, in the movie, Mav's dad was also a fighter pilot. They don't really talk about him a whole lot. I know in the beginning, one of his lieutenants. No, they're not lieutenants. They're
admiral.
Admiral, yeah. So his admiral was talking about how Mav's that name, like his family name, wasn't really such a big hit.
Mitchell, yeah.
Yeah. And that kind of was like
his family. Your family has a bad reputation.
Yeah, I was just like,
that's when you find out his dad was a fighter pilot too, and he was actually super, super good. And that's when he finds out that he also flew with Viper.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool.
I loved that when he goes to Viper's house and he's telling him a story about his dad, and because they were actually some of the information he didn't know and he had actually been looking for a long time.
Yeah. Okay, I will say, don't get me wrong, I love Chester because he is. Just him going through everything, like, with the pilots was so funny.
It was hilarious.
I'm telling you, Chester, he's a sore loser. Like, he was kind of a sore loser in training.
He was, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I will say, when Viper offered to fly with Maverick after Goose's passing.
Oh, yeah, that was so, that made me smile.
Oh, my goodness.
But you know what? I hated that he threw Goose's dog tags in the ocean. Like, why did you even have those? They shouldn't have been yours. They should have been, he had a son. The little baby Rooster was at home.
Yeah.
And they should have gone to Rooster.
Mm. Okay, but what about Ice and Mav buzzing the tower?
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
I love the tower buzzing scenes. Those are so funny, especially the first one, because that guy jumps so bad. He spills coffee all over himself in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And he even tries to get them fired.
Okay, so let's talk about So Penny, you'll actually get to see her in Top Gun Maverick.
Because they mention her
in
Top Gun, but you don't actually see her. It just mentions him getting in trouble with, was it the Admiral's daughter?
Yes. Okay. Penny. So it is so funny. Rooster's wife totally called Maverick out. And it cracks me up every single time because Maverick kind of looks at Goose and he's like, you told her? And he's like, yeah, she's my wife. Of course I'm going to tell her. But I thought that part was so funny. It cracks me up every single time I watch that part. Okay, so shall we move on to Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, let's move on to Top Gun Maverick. So Top Gun Maverick, you still have Tom Cruise playing Pete Mitchell, Miles Teller, who plays Bradley Bradshaw, Val Kilmer still plays Tom Kazansky, Glenn Powell plays Hangman, Jennifer Connelly plays Penny, Monica Barbaro plays Phoenix, John Hamm plays Cyclone, Lewis Pullman plays Bob, Jay Ellis plays Payback, Ed Harris plays Hammer, and Danny Ramirez plays Fanboy, and Manny Jacinto plays Fritz. This one is directed by Joseph Kosinski. It's produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. Tom Cruise actually was a producer in this one. Christopher McQuarrie, David Ellison. The release date was May 27th, 2022. And the budget for this movie was $170 to $177 million. But listen, in the box office, it brought home $1,493 billion.
That is crazy. Yeah. Okay, I have to admit, most of that is probably from me.
That was totally all you, because how many times did you go see this in theaters? She went to see this movie so many times in theaters that I refused to watch it for the whole first year that it was out, because that's all she could talk about.
Okay, I couldn't help it because those guys are really fine.
She has a problem.
Whatever.
Let's see.
I will say I did see it 14 times.
Top Gun Maverick was written by Aaron Kruger, Eric Warren Singer, Christopher McQuarrie, from the stories of by Peter Craig and Justin Marks. It's the sequel of the 1986 film Top Gun. Tom Cruise reprises his starring role as the naval aviator Maverick. It also stars Miles Teller, Jennifer Connelly, John Hamm, Glenn Powell, Monica Barbaro, Lewis Pullman, Ed Harris, and Val Kilmer. Maverick is confronting his past while training a group of young Top Gun graduates. One of those graduates is the son of his dead best friend. It's Goose's son, Rooster. The movie was announced in 2010 by Paramount Pictures. Peter Craig wrote a draft in 2012, but they had to stop production when Tony Scott passed away later that year, and the film is actually dedicated in his memory. Let's see. Production resumed in 2017 after Kosinski was hired to direct. It was originally going to release July 12, 2019, but was delayed several times due to its complex action sequences and then the pandemic. Several streaming companies tried to buy the rights to the release during the pandemic, but Tom Cruise refused to let that happen, and he wanted it released in theaters exclusively. Many critics said it was superior to the first film, and I have to say that I agree. Let's see. It won Best Film from the National Board of Review, named one of the top films for 2022 by the American Film Institute.
As it should.
Mm-hmm. Nominated for 6 awards at the 95th Academy Awards, including Best Picture, winning Best Sound, and received many other accolades. Second highest grossing film of 2022 and the highest grossing film for Tom Cruise's entire career. The original article that inspired the movie's franchise was written by Ehud Yone. Ehud's family sued Paramount for the copyright infringement over the second film's release and sought damages as well as injunction against the film's distribution. According to the lawsuit, Paramount had obtained exclusive film rights to Yonier's article, but ignored the 35-year copyright law. But the rights were reverted to Yonier's widow and son. But the suit was dismissed in April of 2024, and Paramount won that.
Okay, so March 3rd, 1969. The United States Navy established an elite school for the top number 1% of its pilots. Its purpose was to teach the lost art of aerial combat and to ensure that the handful of men and women who graduated were the best fighter pilots in the world. Today, the Navy calls it Fighter Weapons School. But can you guess what the Flyers call it?
Top Gun.
Yes, ma'am. I think that is so cool. That's just awesome. Okay, so let's talk about the movie a little bit and some scenes.
Okay. Well, I want to start with the opening scene. One of the opening scenes. It's when he goes and gets on that, red Kawasaki that was from the first movie. And he actually personally owns that bike. And it made its cameo right there in the opening credits of Top Gun Maverick. I loved that.
That is the coolest thing ever. I love that.
I really like the part when he's testing that plane. And the Admiral's like, you need to get back over here. And he's just like, you need to land that plane. And Tom Cruise is like, when he's pretending his mic is out.
That is the funniest part ever.
He stole
ever.
That plane.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so speaking of planes, the first scene when he's working on that plane, that is actually his in real life.
That doesn't surprise me.
I think that is so cool. He actually owns 4 planes. So I'm about to name these planes off. And if there's any pilots listening to this podcast, please correct me if it needs to be corrected. Okay, so there's 4 planes. There's a P-51 Mustang, which is the plane he's working on in the first part of the film. A Gulfstream Ivy G4. A Honda Jet HA-420. And a Bombardier Challenger 300. I thought that was so cool.
You know, the very next thing that I really liked about the opening couple of scenes in the movie was after he hit, was it Mach 10?
It was Mach 10.
And then I guess he has to eject, and he walks into that diner, and he's filthy and covered in dust, and he's in a flight suit, and the whole diner just stops. And he's like, he gets a drink of water, and he's like, where am I? And that little boy goes, Earth.
That was so cute, though. That little boy was so precious.
He was like, oh, my gosh, he's from outer space.
He's from outer space. Oh, my goodness.
What's your favorite quote?
My favorite quote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My favorite quote. Bradshaw, as I live and breathe.
I don't know why. Because it's the way Glenn Powell says it. Glenn Powell is a baddie.
Oh, he is. Well, fine.
Mine is, you know, I like the part. It was after he stole that plane and ejected in that small town or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Admiral's like, okay, well, you know, like, you're lucky. He's like, your kind are headed for extinction. And Maverick says, maybe so, but not today, sir. And that's
because they
were trying to do away with that whole department. And he did that. The reason he stole the plane and did that was to save their jobs.
And, I mean, to prove that everything can be done. I mean, if Maverick's flying. Okay. You want to talk about the characters real quick? Or I have a few things that I want to talk about of the actors.
I love John Hamm. He's a jerk in this movie, but he is such a versatile actor. He's such a versatile actor. He can be super funny. I've seen him in a lot of other things where he can be super serious and he's a jerk. Like this one, he was a jerk and he sells it so well because it makes you really just dislike him in real life. But he can also be such a cool character that he's just hilarious.
Okay. Doesn't he play in Everybody Loves Raymond? Isn't that?
No.
Who is that?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh.
Are you talking about the brother?
Yeah.
No, that's not him.
Oh, man.
John Hamm plays in Mad Men. He plays in, all those sirens.
Oh, my goodness.
He plays in Mad Men. He plays in, what's that one? It's about the angels and demons. I don't know.
I can't remember.
Good versus evil or something like that, but it's a comedy. It's funny.
Okay. Let's talk about Glenn Powell a little bit more.
Yes.
He is just, he's a dreamboat. Definitely a dreamboat. So one thing about Glenn Powell is, so in this movie, the characters are actually flying real, aren't they F-150s? That is a truck. My gosh.
That's a truck. What is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh. My brain's just, okay. The F-14s.
Is that? F-150. Girl.
But y'all, no,
but listen,
it's the first thing that came to mind. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, that was so funny. Don't edit that out, please.
I am so editing that out. I sound stupid.
No, you don't.
Y'all, I promise. I may be blonde, but I'm actually not that stupid. Okay,
she's actually really smart. She's the one who set up this entire thing because I don't know how.
Yeah.
So Glenn Powell, yeah, he's spicy. He's nice. He's spicy like some of these snacks I got so you to try.
Oh, he's,
I watched
he's
him
beautiful.
In another movie recently, and I was just like, I went with my husband, and I was like, ooh, look at him. And he reached over the theater and smacked my leg. He was like, shut up.
I think the white t-shirt was kind of
that
like
was it. That white t-shirt, yep. And that cowboy hat, girl.
Oh,
girl.
Oh, my goodness. So Glenn Powell actually had hours to get and finish his pilot license.
That's awesome.
I think that is, I'm pretty sure all the characters did, but had their some hours, but he was just like, you know what, I'm going to finish this and be a pilot.
That was super cool.
I think that is so awesome. Speaking of pilots, my dad's a pilot, and we actually have some questions that we'll talk about later.
That's awesome. Let's see. I really like the guy who played Bob. Bob was one of
stealth
my favorite
pilot.
Characters the entire movie. The way when they're at Penny's bar, and they're talking, and they look over, and they're like, whoa, where'd you come from? And they're like, oh, he's a stealth pilot. And he's like, I've been here the whole time. And they're like, what's your handle? And he's like, Bob. And they were like, what's that stand for? And he's like, Bob?
That part is so funny.
And Miles Teller will never not be amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Him walking into the bar is probably, like, my favorite part.
Woo.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy because Val Kilmer in real life, he's got really, really bad. He may still have a really bad throat cancer. So in the movie, he's actually got a trach, which is why he's wearing a scarf. And the couple of lines that he did have were actually voiceovers from his son because he can't speak anymore. He has a stoma as well as a feeding tube.
Man. Bless his heart.
The beach football team is top tier.
Oh, yes.
And I would just like to point out that, once again, Tom Cruise is the shortest cast member.
Wasn't he in Jeans, too?
I don't remember, but I know he's, once again, I Googled everybody's height, and he's still the shortest.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Tom.
When Rooster says, okay, so this part where Rooster says, he goes, my dad believed in you. I won't make the same mistake.
That killed me.
Oh, my gosh. My gut dropped.
Oh, my goodness.
And when Mav steals the plane to run that course, it had me standing up.
Oh, standing 100%. That part was...
And he just keeps showing him he's a bad mamma jamma.
Oh, definitely.
So they ended up saying, you know, okay, well, you're obviously going to have to go on this mission. And aside from teaching the course, pick your guys.
Yeah.
And when Mav goes down, it hurt my feelings. It did. And then Rooster comes back to save him. And... he gets blown up too. And so then when Mav takes off running and Rooster's just kind of like, hi, great to see you. Mav just hits him like as hard as he can. And you see both legs go up into the air and he falls. And he's like, why did you do that? And he was like, why are you down here? You're not supposed to be down here. He's like, why did you come back? And he goes, it's what my dad would have done. And I was like,
that part was so precious.
And then when they steal that plane from those bad guys and they're flying back and they get spotted.
That part was so
and
cool.
And there's that really nasty dogfight right there for the first time this entire movie. I was happy to see Hangman.
Oh, 100%. See, okay, I will say in the beginning, I hated Hangman so much.
I did. I hated him.
I could not stand him. But towards the end, when Hangman saves the day, I feel like Mav not picking him kind of humbled him a little bit. Because I will say, don't get me wrong, I love Glenn Powell, I love Hangman. But, I mean, I feel like, he needed to be humbled a little bit.
He did. He was dangerous. He would have got somebody killed.
Yeah. I mean, they would have just left him hanging, so.
So, you want to rate these snacks we got?
Let's do it.
All right.
So, I did mention my dad was a pilot earlier, and I actually have some juicy questions to tell y'all, because I thought it'd be really cool to add this in. Okay, so these are some of the questions I asked my dad about, like, the pilot aviation stuff. So here we go. Okay, so I asked my dad how long he has been a pilot for, and his answer was 18 years. 18 years as a pilot. I thought that was really, really, really cool. What made you want to become a pilot? My dad's answer was, I flew in the co-pilot seat on a business trip. And I goes, yeah, that's cool. Okay, I asked, how many hours did you have to become a pilot? And he said, 150 hours. Okay. To get his visual flight rules rating. But a total of 230 hours before he could insist.
So, but how long would that make the actual course? Do you know?
I mean, I think it took like maybe 2 months.
I'm going to look it up really quick.
But, so, okay, this is honestly like one of my favorite questions that I asked my dad because I thought this was absolutely hilarious, his answer. What is the strangest thing you've seen in the sky during a flight? And he said a large helium balloon. Just imagine you're flying and see a helium balloon. Ugh. I would lose it.
Just to answer that question, though, the license for private pilot license takes 2 to 6 months. Commercial pilot license takes 6 to 9 months. And an airline transport pilot certificate takes anywhere between 10 to 22 months.
Well, he is a private pilot.
I want to be a pilot.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
Actually, I'm terrified of heights, so that would not be cool. So.
And there's, okay, so I'm not that good at math, and there's like a whole lot of math. My dad, I'm telling you, I can ask him a certain number times a certain number, and he can just think for like 2 seconds and immediately tell me.
Yeah.
And big numbers too, like 600 something. And I'm just like, okay, it's amazing how his brain works. Anyway, so I asked, if you had a chance to fly an F-14, would you? He said no. He said he is too old and those are too fast. I don't think my dad's too old. I think he could do it. I think he could do it.
I probably wouldn't do it either.
I think it'd be so cool though.
I think I would get so motion sick if I was to be up there and flying at that speed. And you know, have you seen those videos where they're like, they're doing like barrel rolls and stuff, and
oh, people my goodness, are like
throwing
yes.
up and passing out and stuff? That's me. That's not a good time.
I actually know somebody that does like the aerial training and all that.
I don't want to do that.
I think that is the coolest thing ever. Okay, so this has something to do with the movie. Well, actually all this does, but still. What does it mean to buzz a tower? And like Maverick and Goose did it, Maverick and Ice did it, and then Mav and Rooster. That was so funny. That's my favorite part. Okay, so his answer was to fly past at a high speed like they did in Top Gun. And in case anybody is wondering, is that legal? It is definitely not legal.
That's why the guy was so mad, wanted him fired.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So my dad didn't really give me an answer because he forgot of like why and everything. He said he didn't remember the reason. But Alex, if you were in the position that Maverick was in with Goose, and would you pull Rooster's papers like Maverick did?
Yes. If he wasn't ready. If he wasn't ready.
Which, I mean, in the beginning, like, I really don't think he was. I don't think
he was. He had to get ready even then when his papers were fine. But, like, if I had told my best friend's dying wife, her husband who died in my arms, who was my best friend, his dying wife, one of her last wishes was, don't let him get hurt or whatever, I would not let him. I'm like, no, he's obviously not ready. But I'm going to make sure I'm like absolutely sure that he's ready before I allow him to, because his mother's dying wish to me was to not let him get hurt. And if he's not ready, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah. I would have pulled the papers too. Like, I understand why Maverick did it. And so, yeah. Okay. So I also asked another question. If you had a chance to fly a blackbird like in the movie, would you? My dad said no, but he said he loved the airplane. He thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
So, would you? If you got a chance to fly in it, would you?
I don't know. Like I just said, like the videos of the people doing barrel rolls and stuff and throwing up and passing out, to me, that is not a good time.
See, I would do it. I don't get motion sickness. Like,
yeah, well, I'm not doing it.
So, I'm going to get off subject.
You can buzz the tower I'm standing in, okay? Because I'm not going up there.
No, buzzing the tower. That is so cool.
You know what? We ought to do a podcast episode one day where you go skydiving.
I actually have been indoor skydiving, actually.
No, I'm talking about real skydiving.
See, that's not something I would do. Because if the parachute messes up, then you're...
Oh, but you'll get on a plane going cuckoo ka-choo fast.
I mean, so there's more things that could happen with skydiving.
Just an FYI, I don't want to do either of them.
See, skydiving, I don't think I would do it because the parachute, that is my biggest fear of that happening.
What happens if that tin can goes down?
I mean, there's pilots.
You're relying on a parachute.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's a lot of pilots. I mean, as long as...
There's a lot of skydivers.
Yes, but...
But also, think about this. When you're skydiving, you're strapped to an instructor like that knows legit what they're doing.
Well, I mean, maybe...
I'll watch.
Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
But, I mean, there are... So, one of my dad's friends, he's a pilot. And I guess something happened with the avionics. And the wheels wouldn't come out.
Ooh.
So, he actually had to land the plane on the belly.
Ooh, that's scary.
But... I mean, he was fine. Everything was good. So,
you know, okay. So, like, what would you rate both of these movies? First, Top Gun.
First one. I'm going to have to give both of them a 5. But.
You're going to what?
I have to give both of them a 5-star because both of them are so.
See, okay. The moisture in the unibrows. I'm going to have to give Top Gun. We'll do a 3. Okay. I would do a 3. Maybe a 3.5. Top Gun Maverick. I'm going to give that one a 4.5.
Okay.
And the things I did not like about Maverick were, for me, it was the music. Everybody's like, ooh, Lady Gaga. Yeah. But.
They played it. Okay, so they played it through the entire
movie.
Yeah.
Well, I actually enjoyed the instrumental version through the movie, but when it was the actual song, I did not like it. I felt like it didn't match the movie. I mean, I don't think it was a bad song. Yeah. I just don't think it fit Top Gun Maverick.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I just didn't get it.
They played it throughout the movie and you just got tired of it by the end.
What about these snacks, Lauren?
They're pretty good, but hold up. Let me finish these questions first. Oh, we're getting off topic, y'all.
Right, yeah. That's like another 30 minutes.
Okay, so the most G's that my dad as a pilot has encountered is 2 or 3. So I think that is kind of cool. Which, okay, so I did ask my dad what G's are, which we'll get to that in a second. What are some things that my dad noticed about the movie? flying those jets is a lot harder than a regular plane.
I believe
which
it.
Which I can see it. I also, have you ever had to take off on a short runway? So the reason I wanted to ask my dad this was because in the movie, they had to take off on a short runway. And my dad's answer was, yes, 3,000 feet. So that's a pretty short runway.
That's a short runway.
So I'm not sure how many feet normal runways are. But honestly, let's look that up. But let me finish these questions so we can get back to that. Okay, so I did ask my dad, is buzzing a tower illegal? Sadly, it is not. But I'm telling you, it is the funniest thing ever. So, what are Gs? So, one G is Earth's gravity. Two is twice Earth's gravity. Three feels like triple the Earth's gravity, etc. So, that's a lot of Gs. So, just imagine 10 Gs, 10 times Earth's gravity. That would be absolutely insane.
General aviation airports can have a runway as short as 804 feet. That's 804 feet long and 26 feet wide. And they are designed to accommodate smaller aircraft like Cessna 172, which can take off from runways as short as 805 feet at sea level. Commercial service airports, theirs are around 6,000 feet long and between 6,000 and 16,000 feet long and can accommodate an aircraft that weigh up to 200,000 pounds. Large international airports, runways at these airports can be as long as 18,045 feet. And 262 feet wide and are designed to accommodate the largest jets. For example, international wide-body flights may require runways that are 10,000 feet or longer for landing.
Huh.
And 13,000 feet or longer for takeoff.
That's kind of cool. Okay. Well, our time is up. We will see y'all later.
Snacks?
Oh, yeah. Actually, just kidding. Let's talk about the snacks. So, we had quail eggs.
Pickled,
which were
okay. We did pickled things. We tried three different pickled things. The first thing we tried was a pickled okra. What did you rate that one? On a scale of 1 to 10.
10. Those were so good.
You can't go wrong with pickled okra. The second thing we tried was pickled cauliflower. To me, that was a 10. I really enjoyed that one. And then I think my most favorite had to be the quail eggs. We had pickled jalapeno pickled quail eggs.
They were so spicy.
I like the spice, but I also like the texture, and I like the taste of them, too. So for me, that was a 10.
Don't get me wrong. They were good. But I'm telling you, those eggs set me on fire. It was hot.
And we would just like everybody to remember that you can contact us by our podcast email, realtalkpod, and then the number 1 at gmail.com, RealTalkPod, the number 1 at gmail.com. And we'll take suggestions for snacks, drinks, movies, and if you just have anything that you would like to hear us talk about, or if you have any questions for us, feel free to shoot us an email. And pretty soon we're going to have our social media up and running, so you'll be able to see us on Instagram, Facebook, as well as TikTok.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited. Okay, well, we will see y'all later. Thank you for listening, and I hope y'all have a wonderful day or wonderful night whenever y'all are listening to this. So peace out, Girl Scouts. See y'all later.